Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, hybrid has been one of the most frequently uttered words of the last 16 months, along with pivot and shelter and so on. Accordingly, my reports are now hybrids of the sort, alerting you to things that are live at last, even though we can't personally see many of them, or remain virtual, which we can all enjoy. Now, I will try to keep you informed of both. Anyway, here it goes. Now, we know we've waited a full year to once again experience the iconic magic of the public theater, Shakespeare in the Park. Well, the time is here. Starting tomorrow, July 6th, the Delacorte in Central Park reopens with Merry Wives, a Harlemized version of The Bard running through September 18th. It's free, as usual, but there will be lines. Now, that one is live and outdoors, obviously. I will return to New York in time to catch it. In the meantime, I am in Los Angeles, where I saw my first live show, The Octoroon, which continues at The Fountain. But I have yet to take in Tevye in New York. Yes, this one-man offering is for those who have wondered what happens to the fiddler after he leaves the roof, so to speak. For my L.A. listeners, it's outside in a pop-up setting at the Wallace Annenberg Center for the Performing Arts. It's playing through July 25th, weekends only. Actually, no, that's wrong. Tuesdays through Sundays, July 25th. Now, by the way, the L.A. venue that has probably enjoyed the most productive pandemic anywhere is the Geffen Playhouse, called the Stay House, during our long intermission. Like many theaters, the Geffen has just announced its new season. Theirs will launch September 14th. Suffice to say that names like Bryan Cranston and playwright Dominique Morisseau are included. Well, this is Hollywood after all. Now back to the outdoors. If you're lucky enough to be going to Martha's Vineyard this summer, its Playhouse is presenting Every Brilliant Thing by Duncan Macmillan. That one runs from July 8th to the 18th. It's called a heartbreaking, hilarious, immersive theatrical experience that takes us on a life-affirming journey. Again, that's live at the Martha's Vineyard Playhouse's amphitheater. Also on the East Coast, and one I so wish I could see, is Spamalot at the Algonquin Playhouse in Maine. Monty Python member Eric Idle adapted his original Broadway script for this COVID-friendly environment. It's being brought to life on a new expansive stage and stars the delightful Charles Shaughnessy. It's playing there through July 10th. Also live is a production called The Most Spectacularly Lamentable Trial of Ms. Martha Washington. This one is performing at the Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival in Garrison, New York. It's filled with Hamiltonish casting of well-known founding fathers and their friends. Speaking of those multicolored founding fathers, there is some controversy over Hamilton receiving some just-announced federal aid, like so many other, shall we say, less successful works. The show's lead producer, Jeffrey Seller, explained why Lin-Manuel Miranda's mega hit qualified for financial assistance and how the money would be used. He said that none would go to the show's producers or its investors, and none for royalties for artists. Instead, the money will be used to remount the shuttered productions around the country and to reimburse them for pandemic-related expenses. Okay, well, on the subject of money, the billionaire David Geffen is giving $150 million to the Yale School of Drama, allowing one of the nation's most prestigious programs to stop charging tuition. The graduate school, which enrolls about 200 students in programs that include acting, design, directing, and playwriting, will rename itself the David Geffen School of Drama at Yale University. Yale believes the gift is the largest in the history of American theater. Tuition at the school had been $32,000 per year. The move should remove a barrier to entry for low-income students and those worried about incurring high student debt. Back to theater for a second, but speaking of education, the Luna Stage in New Jersey is presenting Lines in the Dust. This one takes place in Essex County, where the main character loses the charter school lottery for her daughter, must find a way to escape their underperforming neighborhood school. too bad she doesn't know David Geffen. Set in a half century after Brown versus the Board of Education, lines in the dust, questions how far we've come, and more importantly, where we go from here. And well, it seems every week we have a benefit to attend. So on Thursday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we can celebrate the longtime Labyrinth Company and hang with people like Joy Behar, Bobby Cannavale, Max Casella, Anna Chlumsky, Alan Cumming, Colin Firth, John Hamm, Juliana Margulies, Daphne Rubin Vega, and more. Wow. This online event covers some of the history of the Labyrinth Theater Company, which began as a group of friends just sharing theater stories. And it offers an inside look at some of its favorite anecdotes, from auditions to onstage mishaps, backstage drama, and everything that goes into creating new work. That should be fun. Now, if you hunger to know what is happening inside many companies like Labyrinth, struggling to stay alive and relevant, you can check out Off-Broadway, a play by Tori Townsend. And this is a satire streaming about the beleaguered world of nonprofit theater. Slave play author Jeremy O'Harris is presenting this streaming production. It's directed by Robert O'Hara, who's up for a Tony Award for his direction of Slave play. I watched this one. It's too long, but has some wonderful performances, zoomed as they are. And this can be found via broad.stream. As for on-Broadway news, more and more shows are setting opening dates. About the only one I'm still curious about is the West Side Story revival. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, the formerly two-part stage play that imagines Harry and his friends as grown-ups, is on its way, but it is being restructured before returning as a single show on November 16th. It's probably a good idea. 2.5 hours at Hogwarts seems like enough. Finally, back home, at least yours, in the Berkshires, due to popular demand, the Barrington Stage is adding performances to its current offering. Chester Bailey, that's the one starring Reed Birney and his son. The New York Times called it compelling, as striking as a sucker punch, too effective to let you keep an emotional distance. Oh, I wish I was there. Anyway, Jill, lots going on in your hood, and aren't you lucky?
Yes, we are. And I also am seeing that a lot of people are, look like in the city, they are out and about.
In New York.
But that's what I meant by the city. Here it's great. I mean, people are absolutely availing themselves of the, variety. I mean, except for, I mean, I'm sure there are a couple of holdouts, but by and large, it's it's back to business, which is just fantastic.
Yeah, I have a seat on July. I have a seat for July 22nd in New York for Blindness, which I believe is still the only indoor show playing in the city. I believe it was certainly the first playing at the Daryl Roth Theater.
I thought Springsteen, no?
And Springsteen, sorry, of course.
Only because I saw something that was, here, would you like a play? Again, the vibe is completely different. Even people who, absolutely got their brains into, we are going to be pandemied forever. It's like this, even the stories aren't written like that anymore. You can't help but feel it's like, oh, okay, and oh, we need people, and oh, there are more jobs, and oh, and then, it just feels like as though there's a momentum thing happening.
It definitely is. Yes, I forgot about Springsteen, but of course those are started like $500 a ticket, and I did see it before. But yes, God bless him that he got in there to be the first. And it kind of makes sense, with the Springsteen. What a wonderful gift in a way to give back to those who can afford it, but to a city that he loves. So, yeah, Broadway, they're all starting next month, certainly in rehearsals. And Hadestown, I know, starts first or second. So the one, like I said, that I'm still the only one I think I haven't heard about is West Side Story. There may be others. They seem to roll out each week. Book of Mormon, they've announced their date. Almost everyone has. I don't know. Some people think West Side Story won't come back. partially because Steven Spielberg's filmed version of it opens at Christmas.
And what was the upshot with Mockingbird?
Mockingbird has a date. Mockingbird has a date. I think it's November, and they're bringing back the original stars. The first two actors, who I think Jeff Daniels is coming back, and Celia Bolger, who won the Tony for it. Yeah, that has a date. That was controversial, as is West Side Story, because Scott Rudin, you know, who's gotten a lot of trouble for his misbehavior, was involved with both. So they've taken his name off of Mockingbird. And they brought in a new producer. You know, Mockingbird's going to have no trouble. That was one of the most successful shows in the history. I think it is the most successful drama in the history of Broadway. That's not going to have trouble finding audiences. West Side Story, I think, will, for several reasons. But it also has Scott Rudin, whose name has to come off everything, apparently. So right, anyway, but, you know, hopefully these places will find a David Geffen who can just throw out $500 million and say, here, wouldn't that be fun?
Well, what I think is really interesting is that that's happened now. And I'm sure, you know, there's always the ongoing question of, you know, how much money do you really need?
Yeah,
if you've got a quadrillion, you know, quadrillion, billion, squillion, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's just maybe that will create an example.
Well, it's a lovely thing to do. I mean, he's got his name so over everything's, you know, over operas, houses, and stuff like that. This is a nice one because it allows students who want to get into theater not to have to worry about tuition as they enter a field, frankly, where people out, unless you're Bruce Springsteen, don't often make a lot of money. You know, you do theater for the love of it. And so that's, I think that's a really nice contribution. So thank you, David Geffen.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.